This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Momentarily, we'll be joined by the great Jeff Passan of ESPN and get the latest on what is going on. And Jeff is there. Jeff, welcome to the show, first of all. How you doing?
I feel like this is a day when... The day when Major League Baseball is bringing in some juice balls. Feel pretty good.
Now, I want you to listen to something that Pete Alonso said. I want our audience to listen as well. He talks about Major League Baseball altering baseballs.
I hadn't heard until you mentioned it, the idea that they do it based on free agent class. Is that something that players talk about and believe in?
Oh, no, that's a fact. It's not. I mean, guys have talked about it, but I mean, in 2019, there's a huge class of free agent pitchers. And then that's quote unquote, the juice balls. And then 2020 was a strange year with the COVID season. But now that we're back to playing a regular season with a ton of shortstops or position players that are going to be paid a lot of money, like high caliber players. It's not a coincidence. And I think that's definitely is something that they do.
Okay. So let's start off with this, Jeff. I would assume that Pete Alonso is not a lone wolf here. This guy said it's a fact that they are altering baseballs according to the free agent class, which would fall under the heading of collusion, which could actually break the sport apart. Is this really the feeling that, and do they have proof to say something like this?
Here's the fact, Michael. I think it is a fact that Major League Baseball has control over what the ball is. Now, do they make changes to the ball based on free agent classes? That's a little far from me. Because here's the thing, I just haven't seen that. I haven't seen the correlation there in other free agent classes where that lined up. And this brings me to another point, and I think a much more important point than giving oxygen to what Pete Alonso is saying here. Because, listen, Pete Alonso is allowed to believe whatever he wants. I have not seen any particular evidence to tell me that, you know, Major League Baseball is colluding against players here and trying to drive down free agent salaries. The bigger thing here, Michael, is that this is just an extension of where we are in the baseball universe and even further an extension from where we are in the world, period, which is that wild, unfounded, and salacious conspiracy theories can take root and spread very quickly. And in the case of baseball, you wonder why it doesn't? Well, maybe it's because there was a team that in 2017 won the World Series banging on trash cans. And maybe it's because there were organizations throughout the game that were trying to use technology to steal signs in the same way that the Houston Astros did. And all of this seemed very far-fetched at one time, but no, it's actually true. And maybe, you know, you sat there and you saw the pitches and the spin rates that were going on, and you're like, how is this happening? What is going on? Are guys actually using glue on their fingers to get more friction so they can spin the ball better? And the answer, Michael K., is yes, they actually are. These crazy, insane, outlandish things that you hear about and you think in the back of your mind, there's no way that that's true. In baseball, anything can be true. And I think Pete Alonso is buying into that idea and perpetuating this, I'm not even going to call it a myth, but this theory of his that to me is unfounded. I haven't seen any evidence, but he clearly believes.
And if the union believes, Jeff, then that, isn't that all that matters? Like, you're entitled to your opinion, Michael, myself,
yeah,
Peter. But if the union thinks
here's the thing. If the union thought that, the union would file a grievance. Like, if the union had the evidence to back up that idea, it would file a grievance and it would do exactly what was going on, you know, back in the 90s when the union was filing grievances based on what had happened in the 80s. And they ended up winning hundreds of millions of dollars because of the way that owners colluded against them in a couple of cases. We haven't seen any claims of collusion aside from, like, a very small one that had to do with designated hitters. And I think it might have paid out a little bit just because nobody wanted to really adjudicate that. But a large-scale, widespread collusion conspiracy, in order to have that, you need evidence. And I think if there were any evidence beyond the home run totals or you know, in this offseason's case, MLB coming out and saying, we're trying to deaden the ball a little bit because it's been too springy. Absent something more substantive than that, this is going to be a one-day story, and we're all going to sit here and laugh at Pete Alonso thinks that there are black helicopters flying overhead, too.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, so we've been talking about this a lot today. Is it unfair that Gerrit Cole is the face of this and had to answer a legitimate question from Ken David off of the Post? Is it unfair that it's him? Why is it? And we had Al Leiter on, and Al said 90% of pitchers who pitched in Major League Baseball throughout history have used something on their hand that would be considered illegal to get themselves a grip. Why is Gerrit Cole the guy who's at the front of this?
Gerrit Cole's at the front of this because he gets paid $324 million by the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole's at the front of this because he's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Gerrit Cole's at the front of this because he's on the executive committee of the Major League Baseball Players Association. But more than that, Michael, Gerrit Cole's at the front of this because his spin rate has gone up unnaturally between 2017 and 2019 and has stayed there. He's at the front of this because Brian Harkins, the clubby who got fired from the Los Angeles Angels for producing essentially some homebrew sticky stuff, produced in a lawsuit, which since has been dismissed, but produced in a lawsuit a text message from Gerrit Cole saying, hey, Bubba, going to need some of your stuff. That's why Gerrit Cole's at the front of this. That's mm-hmm. why Ken Davidoff asking that question was not a gotcha question. It was actually a question that was backed up by evidence, and I thought a very smart question to ask. And look, Gerrit Cole could have gone any number of different routes than the one he did. And I, like, part of me felt sorry for him just because he seemed taken aback by the question, which is surprising because Gerrit Cole's a smart guy and he should have known that something along those lines was coming. What I wish he said was, yes, I have used spider tack in games before. And I've used it because Major League Baseball for a long time has ignored the rule that's on its books, and it has advantaged pitchers significantly to the point where the game is now out of whack. So we, as the Players Association, need to work with Major League Baseball to figure out how to get this thing under control, because the game I love, the game you love, the game all of us love, is completely imbalanced at this point, and this is not what baseball should be. It should be a better product than it is right now, because the players who are playing in this game are more talented than they've ever been. That's what he should have said.
But why did baseball seem to always sit on their hands? Like, why is this happening now? Could this have happened during the offseason? Could this have happened at some point behind closed doors where it doesn't have to be a public spectacle the way it is here in the middle of June?
Here I think is the issue with that. if you're going based on 2020, you're going just based on spin rates. And while spin rates, I think, are something that are that give you a clue, that give you some context, the second that MLB starts suspending players based strictly on data, well, we have gotten to a point of no return. And I'm someone who likes numbers and who thinks that when it's all said and done, the sabermetric revolution in the game will be a good thing, even though right now it is hindering baseball significantly. I think that numbers are good, but there needs to be evidence. What Major League Baseball has done in collecting evidence over the first couple months of the season and in building profiles and reports on guys, I think it illustrates that they're finally taking it seriously. My frustration with the whole thing it has just been the lack of direction over the last few years. Like, you have a rule on your books that says there shall be no foreign substances in baseball. You have players who have talked both publicly, like Trevor Bauer, and privately, like hundreds of others, about just how bad the foreign substance thing is getting in baseball. You have evidence on the field, whether it's guys touching their gloves, touching their belt buckles, whether it's a ball sticking to Yadier Molina's chest protector. There have been incidents, and yet there has not been a single suspension in the last 5+ years. And so, I think baseball brought this on itself, and I hope that it's trying to remedy its mistake in the way that it's handled this, which has been to look the other way, and which I think, much like it did when it came to how it handled the Astros originally, it did not reflect well upon the sport.
What's your take on Donaldson coming out publicly and pointing his finger at Gerrit Cole? It's very rare you see player-on-player crime like that. Union's pretty united. How messy can that get? Because Gerrit Cole's on the executive committee of the union. Why would Josh Donaldson say that publicly?
Why wouldn't he? Gerrit Cole's the guy whose spin rate is going up more than just about anyone aside from Trevor Bauer in baseball. Isn't he the guy who the finger should be pointed at? I mean,
but why do it publicly?
Why not do it publicly?
But why can't you do it and go to the authorities?
Michael, it has been done privately for years now. For years, players have been talking about this. For years. And nothing's been done about it. I think Josh Donaldson is like all of the pitchers during the steroid era who were sitting there watching their teammates turn into the Incredible Hulk and watching the opposition do the same and sitting there saying, well, we'll try to beat him, we'll try to beat him.
But Jeff, here's my point that I've heard these stories from people, from players that were in there. Back in the steroid days, they would have union meetings. Pitchers would stand up and say, we don't want, and they'd be shouted down. Why is now everybody's united against the pitchers? Why? Before, nobody was united against the steroid guys.
Yeah, I don't think everybody is united against the pitchers. I think there's been for a long time, there's been a feeling, and this is what pitchers have told their teammates, that using this stuff, I get a better grip on the ball, and that grip is important to me because if my job now is to go max effort in games and to go out there and to generate as much spin as possible, I want to do it as safely as I can. And to do it safely, the best way to do that is using this grip, this tack. And yet I think guys around the game saw what Trevor Bauer did. He's someone who for a long time brought up the issues that were clearly there when it came to spin. Like, he knew very early. I mean, we're talking more than 5 years ago now. He was running tests to see, how do I generate spin naturally? Couldn't figure out a way to do so, and came to the conclusion that the only way guys are generating the types of spin that they are is by using stuff. And, Bauer's never come out and admitted it publicly, but the fact is, you look at the spin that he generates, it's obvious that he's been using something. And I think that anybody who understands what's going on here would recognize that and would see that. And so to say that Gerrit Cole should be protected, to say that it should be done behind the scenes, I mean, Michael, shouldn't there be sunlight shown on something that's wrong? Or do you just not think that this is wrong? Because if so, I think that's a legitimate argument. I think you can make that. I look at it right now, and I look at where baseball is, Michael. I look at what the game looks like on a daily basis, and, you know, I get really excited to see Jacob DeGrom pitch, and I get really excited to see Shohei Ohtani do everything he's doing, and to see the three juniors who have been incredible this year, and to see all of these different great individuals. Baseball stinks a lot of the time, and it stinks a lot of the time in large part, I think, because what pitchers have been able to do and where they've taken themselves, and I think that the sticky stuff isn't the only part of that, but I think it's a big part of it. And so to go out publicly and call them out, I appreciate what Josh Donaldson did.
Well, see, but I think if they're generating spin rate illegally, then they're wrong. But I said this yesterday on the show. In front of your house is a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and you've been, for 5 years you've been going 50, and nobody stopped you. And then all of a sudden, you get stopped, and now they've changed the rule. So if 90% of the pitchers are doing it, then I think it's wrong. Then stop it. It shouldn't just be one guy. Maybe Gerrit Cole has been more effective in using this as an advantage, but you can't tell me that almost every pitcher is not using this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that, but I don't understand how that invalidates Gerrit Cole being at the forefront of this. He's at the forefront of a lot of things. Like, with the glory comes the agony sometimes.
No, I get it. I get it. I just don't understand why Josh Donaldson go after
Michael,
Trevor Bauer?
No. Let me go here. This is important. If Gerrit Cole were not somebody who people throughout baseball have been talking about being like one of the great offenders.
Mm-hmm.
If he were just someone who had seen a spike in his spin rate by 50 RPMs, 100 RPMs, if there had not been a significant and demonstrable spike in that, then I would agree with you that it's not fair. But the fact that he is up at the top of those leaderboards on guys who have gained spin over the last few years, I don't know. I don't think that's an unfair thing for anyone to do.
My question, Jeff, is sort of broader. Why does it seem like in baseball there's just this much gray area on so many things? Why is it not just clear cut?
It cracks me up, and this is the most frustrating part of this is the lesson that was not learned from what happened with the Astros. So we had the whole Apple Watch thing back, I think it was in 2015 or 16. And the Apple Watch happens, and Rob Manfred comes down with a very light penalty for the Red Sox, like clearly. And the Yankees. But it's just not what it should have been. And that only emboldened everybody else. They said, if we can get away with this, if they're getting away with that, then the logical conclusion here is going to be, okay, well, if we can get away with that, what else do you think they'll let us get away with? And isn't that what's happened here with pitchers? Like, if you give baseball players, Peter, an inch, they will take a mile.
Right.
And that's a lesson, a frustrating one that baseball seems not to have learned, that they are always, it's almost ingrained in the game's DNA that we are going to take this as far as we can possibly take it unless you come and really lay the hammer down on us.
And it's just not consistent in other sports. I mean, we can all say say whatever you want about the Deflategate. But at the end of the day, the best player in the league got punished harshly for this thing that had a gray area. And I'm trying to think of the other sports outside of professional wrestling that have this much area in which, I mean, like Michael's point, why are there steel chairs under the ring? That's practically what's going on in baseball.
I mean, you know, part of me just sits here and like, I don't know, maybe I'm naive saying this, but part of me sits here and just kind of chuckles about it. It's like, how far will grown men go to be great at something? And in baseball, like, there's just that moral compass. It's very malleable. Like that thing goes all 360 degrees, and I know plenty of people who I would say this is a good person. This is somebody who is honest and who leads a proper life and is a kind person and is somebody who I would sit there and say, I like this person. I know plenty of those guys who are using sticky stuff right now. It's almost like when you walk between those white lines, the code of the world changes. It goes from acting a particular way outside to a particular way that's accepted by baseball, and those are two very different things.
All right, we have about 30 seconds. We're talking with Jeff Passan. Can we be led to believe then that if there's a legitimate crackdown, we are going to see a precipitous drop in efficacy of Cole and Bauer?
Not necessarily, because I don't know that spin rate, Michael, is the only thing that's making them as great as they are. Gerrit Cole was an excellent pitcher before he began spinning it the way that he has. Trevor Bauer was a very good pitcher who had an excellent year before he began spinning it the way that he has. But I will say this, I would bet that if there is a true crackdown that's from Major League Baseball, and I have no reason to believe there's not going to be, that offense is going to jump in baseball from this point forward. But I would absolutely be willing to bet that.
And in 10 seconds, so what does that mean for Cole's contract with the Yankees? Are they getting their money's worth then?
Yeah, I think so. I still think Gerrit Cole's going to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. I don't think that changes. He's still awesome. He's still got an incredible array of stuff, and I wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, boys. You better call me number one, Michael. See ya.
Oh, you're strong today. Very strong.
He was, let's
be real. He eviscerated me, that's for sure. 1-800-919-3776. Quick timeout. We have an ENN and then a Don show at 6:30. So it's getting great. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.